Spider Everett. G'day.
G'day.
Bridget Broussard, how you doing?
How you doing?
We'll do it for you. Welcome to the podcast. And before we go any further, can I ask you, before we get into Ben Dickwood, as we know his middle name, Dick, what's Bridget's middle name?
Ooh. I believe that it's Mary.
Congratulations. Well done.
You win.
Good Irish name, Bridgie Mary.
What is mine?
Dad says.
I do know that.
Yep. Okay.
Can I come back to it? Can I pass and get an answer to the question?
What about a letter? Would that help?
Peter?
I'll give you a letter.
All right.
Remember, there was a guy.
I reckon I know this.
There was a Kiwi boxer, and he was on. Is that Wheel of Fortune where you could buy letters and vowels?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, oh, "Can I buy a O for awesome?"
I've seen
David Tuer, the Kiwi. And I'll give you an R.
An R.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. An R. I'm going to go with Roger.
No.
What about red?
Very close.
Do you need one more letter?
Rabina.
R-A.
R-A? Ray.
Raymond.
Oh, Peter Raymond. Ray.
Oh, Peter Ray.
Now I got a test for Bridge. Yeah. Yeah. What's Flan's middle name?
Flan's middle name is Sean.
Yeah.
Do you think his name is Flan Sean Flanagan?
I know, that's what I was just about to say. Sean's his middle name. It is Patrick.
No. Can I have a guess?
Yeah, you go.
Alan.
No. Ben, you got one?
It's got to be Irish. It's got to be Irish.
Just call me Liz.
Sean.
Do you want to know it?
No, give us a letter.
Yeah, okay.
K. As in K-A-Y. Kevin.
Kevin.
No, it's got to be K-Y, Irish. Yep.
K-Y.
K. It is
Kevin.
It is Sean.
Not Kevin.
Keithy
Kevin.
Boy.
Oh. Not Keith. I wish it was Keith. I love the name Keith.
Copernicus.
Copernicus.
Is it Kirk?
Kirk?
No.
Kirk. Is it...
He's not Greek.
Sean. What else?
Despite all the rumours, I'm not Greek, no.
Ken.
No.
Ken's not Ken.
Kelvin.
Not
Kenneth. Kelvin.
Karen.
Think Irish.
I know, I am trying so hard. Gone. Lost it.
Okay, you've beaten us.
It's like Karen.
Kieran.
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 Oh, Kieran.
Kieran. Oh. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nice. Kieran.
Yeah.
It's like the male version of Karen.
Yeah.
I've always been weirded out by that, actually.
How's the Irish one that always gets me how it's spelt is Siobhan.
Oh, I know. Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Siobhan. And the other one that always got me, and I was 100 pages into the first Harry Potter book before I realised the girl was not called Hermione.
Oh,
Hermione.
Oh. Weird spellings. There you go. Look, we've woken to a very strange day in terms of world sport. An absolute genius has passed away today, Diego Maradona. I didn't know that his last name was Franco. In Argentina, they have a male paternal name first, which is Maradona. That's a family name.
Oh.
And then his last name is your maternal family name. So his actual real name was Diego Maradona Franco.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, right.
But the poor
What's his middle name?
I think it's Kieran. I did know that, and I'll find it for you.
Okay.
Diego something around here. No, there's another one. There's another name there.
Yep.
But he's passed away 2 weeks after he had brain surgery, and I'm a bit scared that they connected. He had his brain operated on, and then he's had a heart attack and passed away at the age of 60. He sort of vacillated between playing weight and that of a small horse.
Look, he was a superstar, but
he was.
He was like a heart attack. I don't think people were surprised with the way he unfortunately passed away.
No, absolutely.
Middle name starts with A.
Aaron.
Awesome. Oh, wait, that's O.
Armando.
Yeah, Armando.
An extraordinary man with a hand of God and a nose like an Electrolux. But we're going to speak to...
It's true. Too soon?
It's not too soon.
No, never too soon to vacuum.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. But we'll speak to Mark Bosnich, who was a Socceroo and tended our goals and did so for many, many...
Cross paths.
Famous
played
European
the same
club.
Game.
Yeah, they overlapped by about a year, wasn't it, Scott?
Yeah, they vacuumed together, I think.
Absolutely. Oh. We're also going to... Spider, you're going to get stuck into lawns.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, well, if you can't grow lawns now, I don't know why you're living.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll never see you again.
Okay, I've
stick with us, Bridge, just for a little bit longer.
Oh, I didn't know that the spray could get existential. Fantastic. And we'll take it. And the other one is, look, we've had the G20 and we've had an election being stolen in the United States, according to 50 million Americans who believe they have a president-elect who's not legitimate. And we're going to hear from Conspiracy Arcus about that.
My name is Conspiracy Arcus, and if you are listening to this, I'm probably already dead, eh? Don't be sheeple, people. You lemmings, don't line up on the cliff and take a number. Governments, there's an end in the middle. They don't tell you the truth, eh? Everybody knows the big banks had Ginny Little bumped off for she had become too powerful, like Jesus. But did yous know Greg Norman was concealing such a weapon? Yous are missing the big picture, sheeple. Get woke, man. Trump's peaceful transition to power? Ha! How to this? Do you really think he's just going to give up the presidency? Don't fall for it, man. If he's got to the presidential inauguration for Biden, it's a trap, dude. Anyone who cheers for Biden, Trump will have them made into protein biscuits. And the last thing you'll ever do will be get dunked in Vladimir Putin's cup of Russian caravan, dude. That's not all, eh? That's not all. Joe Biden becomes president-elect and suddenly opens the Queensland borders? Yeah? You think that's coincidence? Yeah, that one probably is. Yeah. The G20 summit isn't far. Nothing ever gets done. Have you noticed? They didn't do nothing about the Glamazon rainforest. You know why? The real deals get done at a secret G20 meeting. I know the spot, man. I will now reveal where the G-spot is.
FBI, open up!
Biscuit!
I don't
want to
be a biscuit! I don't like
protein! Spider spray!
Yeah, look, I want to have a crack at the lawns, but one thing in particular, and okay. I'm saying at the moment, if you can't grow grass, look, you're struggling in general.
Why are you looking at me? I know. My name is Bridget Britsell. Yep. I'm struggling.
Okay, you are struggling. And the one that gets me is one thing that's really frustrating, and we love when the grass is beautiful, nice and green, and, you know, the nutrients from the sky come down.
All right, okay.
But you know what gets me? Is whippersnipper cord.
Oh.
Why is whippersnipper cord so annoying? When we think about it, we have cords for so many things. Yep. We can put a tent up in wind held up by cords,
yes,
and it doesn't break or doesn't get blown down.
Nope.
We can put flags up in the sky during cyclones, and what? They won't break or fall down. We can even tie boats down with you know, cords, and it still will not break.
Parachutes.
Criminals with zip ties.
Criminals. We can do everything. Hang paintings in offices or at home, and nothing will break. Yet, you get a little bit of whippersnipper cord.
Yep.
And what does it do? It looks at a rock and it breaks.
Yep.
It looks at a little bit of stone and it breaks.
It snaps off right at the end there. You can't get any more out.
Every time. And how many times do you have to change it just doing one round of the garden? So I don't know what it is. I don't know how hard it is for people out there to invent whippersnipper cord that will not break, that will absolutely spend its testing time.
Oh, yeah. That is the go. I had to change my whippersnipper cord 5 times on Saturday. I'm with this bike.
That's it. All we want is a good grass cutter. All we want is a good whippersnipper cord that will go through the grass for those, Bridge, who can actually grow it. And for all the Kiwis out there, if you don't know what a whippersnipper is, it's a weed eater.
Ah,
a weed whacker.
A weed whacker. Whatever it is, we just need the cord.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Maradona just walked away from Hoddle. Maradona gives Argentina the lead.
Well, joining us right now, some really sad news overnight. Maradona's passing at the age of 60. Mark Bosnich, he's a commentator on Fox. Not only that, former Aussie goalkeeper, represented Australia 17 times, but more importantly, played with some of the biggest teams in the world, Manchester, Aston Villa, also Chelsea. He's been there at a World Cup. And thanks very much, Mark, for taking your time out this morning to have a chat. But can you... You've been lucky enough. You crossed paths with probably the biggest name in the world. Can you explain what he was like, or what the time was like when he was playing?
Yeah, thanks for having me on this very, very sad day. The best way to describe him, and I didn't know him personally, but only came across him in the playing, was is simply one of the best of all time, if not the best. He played at a time where the rules weren't as strict as they were in terms of protecting players of his calibre.
Yeah.
The pitches weren't as great as they were now. And he still overcome all that, to produce some absolutely amazing stuff that, that we'll forever remember. Before him, there was the likes of Cruyff and Beckenbauer and Pelé, who were all fantastic players, and some other ones as well. But he was truly the player of his generation and probably of all generations. And no one will ever forget the 1986 World Cup when he single-handedly took Argentina to win the World Cup. When he went to Napoli, he'd had a tough time at Barcelona in Spain, but he was absolutely amazing. He took what was then a provincial club to absolute, greatness.
Mm.
And that's a very, very sad day for football.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a guy who was literally born in the slums and then became the biggest name in the world. An extraordinary story just in that, on that alone. Was there much in the fact that he was only 5 foot five, that he was a very small person? Now, I've heard people say that low centre of gravity made him very, very difficult to tackle.
Yeah, well, in our game, it's for all shapes and sizes, but a lot of times it's for the smaller man to or the smaller woman to dominate. You spoke about low center of gravity, and you're exactly right about that. But his skill level was on a different level.
Mm.
And like I said, I've just woken up to the news, obviously, and it's very, very sad because. Like I said, arguably he was the greatest of all time, but he was definitely in that bracket, and he'll forever be remembered.
Mark, do you think it's unfortunate that his drug use may have eclipsed his sporting prowess to a degree?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's the right time to talk about that right now. He was an absolutely fantastic player, and by all accounts from people that knew him, a fantastic man as well.
Mm.
Can you when you look at the amount of people he influenced, the crowds, the atmosphere, the whole country was all behind. What's the pressure like on somebody like that? Because we know when you're overseas, they absolutely just live and breathe football.
Yeah, that's a very good question, actually. He carried so much upon his shoulders, from a young age. And funny enough, when he was very young, he was superbly talented. And when Argentina won their first World Cup in 1978, their then manager actually left him out as a young one. I think he was only 16 or 17 back then, because he was worried about, putting him in the limelight too early. Then obviously 4 years later, we saw him in Spain in 1982, where he was pretty much kicked out of the World Cup. But then to come back like he did, in 86 and to score one of the greatest goals in World Cup history, really showed the character of the man and the player. But that's a very good question in terms of the pressure that then built on him, because once you have that, that you're the best player in the world, everyone is after you, whether it be on or off the pitch, that you become a bit of a target. And and when we played against them in Argentina in 1993, and I remember thinking during the team talk, and that our then manager was saying, we've got to make sure he's the one we've got to sort of target. We've got to make sure he does it. And I sort of thought, well, I wonder how many times this must be an ongoing thing for him week in, week out when he's playing against other teams, that the opposition manager is going to. But, whichever way they're saying it, but they say, we've got to stop him one way or the other.
All right, well, the tributes continue to flow today. Mark Bosnich, thanks for taking
Thank
the time,
you.
Sharing your thoughts.
Take
and,
care, guys.
You can
thanks
catch
for having
Mark
me
on.
On
Fox
thanks,
Sports.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care, bye.
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.